Chris from expresscoffeeuk.co.uk, still playing around with this WMF 800 that I've had on trial now for the last couple of months. Loving the simplicity of the use. It's just going through a rinse process now. It takes a little bit longer than the Duras to heat up because it works on a boiler system. But the quality of the milk drinks is absolutely phenomenal. Got a proper cup warmer on top, so it does actually heat up because of the boiler and actually get warm. Drip tray, still a little bit of a bugbear because I think the drip tray is a little bit too small for the machine. Water tank, very easy to get two slides out from the front, but again, perhaps a little bit too small. If you wanted an office machine, it's only 2.2 litres. You can put a water filter in it, but that obviously takes up some of that. Ground box is huge, would take up to about 30 cakes, but whether you'd actually use 30 cakes, you'd probably empty it far sooner than that. But the use of it, the coffee that you get, the programming, and the milk cleaning is absolutely excellent. It's got a plug-and-play system that WMF use on their much larger machines, where you just connect the milk hose straight back into the steam arm and just press for a milk clean, and it runs like a hot water and a steam straight through as a cycle and then straight out. No mess, no milk cleaner, though I'd still probably recommend using a milk cleaner, you know, once every so often just to make sure. But it's been just so easy to use. Just doing myself my usual coffee, get me going for the day. And hold it in for a double shot. It'll just do two cafe creme as it comes up on the machine. Same milk spout as the Gastro had, the Gastro 1000, which many people remember if they know the WMF. Very similar to the Prestolino, very similar system. All comes out the one spout with the milk and the coffee. So it produces a fantastic drink, and just really just still playing around with it. I still think very, very similar in my view to the Dura Z5 and Dura Z7 in that sort of size and range as a sort of top-end domestic semi-commercial. But hands down every time, the WMF machine over what the Dura does, phenomenally good. One thing I have noticed is if you try running too many coffees with the water filter in, I know some companies out there have tried abroad doing sort of, you know, 70, 80 cups of coffee a day out of this thing, that the brewing unit can take it. You get water flow errors where it can't get the water through quick enough, but 30, 40 cups a day, absolutely perfect. Domestic, absolutely perfect machine. Tends to be a little bit more sensitive than the Duras on the grind settings that we found. If you go too dark on the coffee roast, I've noticed that causes a blockage, which is very simply sorted out just by changing the grind settings back to more of a coarse ground. That seems to work. So that I have noticed is more oversensitive. But again, I'll keep updating as I'm using the machine with the good and the bad. But again, so far thoroughly impressed, and you know, can't wait to see if it is actually going to be launched in the UK. So listen out and visit our website, www.expresscoffeeuk.co.uk.